Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pillette. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pillette. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. And now, play ball. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Pillette covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball four. Lenhart moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive towards short. Hunter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Umflett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette strikes out. One out. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Dick Kokos. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Edwards now playing left field. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards third. Len Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Pillette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellett takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Len Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter bunts in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Krahoski moves to third. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krahoski scores. Wirtz moves to third. Lenhart moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Lenhart moves to third. Groth moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Ike DeLock now pitching. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lenhart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive towards short. Hunter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pellett is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krahoski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wertz strikes out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lapon now playing third base. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White bunts towards third. Lapon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 2 in the game. Umflett hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Milt Bowling. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing shortstop. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Paulette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paulette is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Paulette hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.